Hello and welcome. You're tuned into CNBCTV18.com with me, Jerome Anthony, and I have a very special guest today. I have CNBCTV18 banking specialist Ritu Singh, who's going to tell you all about what's happening at Yes Bank, what is going to happen forward, and how you can ensure to keep your deposits safe in case the same happens to your bank. Hi and welcome to the show, Ritu.
Well, thanks so much, Jerome, for having me.
Ritu, first up, do tell us what's the status at Yes Bank. My belief is, and I don't strongly believe in this, but when they say there's no need to panic, I feel it's the time to run.
Well, normally I would agree with you, but I think with banks in India, except for PMC Bank, which is a cooperative bank, and this is a very different case, I don't think ever in the history of India, the Reserve Bank has allowed a scheduled commercial bank to fail. So, you know, a bank that is regulated and so tightly controlled by RBI, it has never happened in the past that bank has been allowed to fail. So depositors should actually not worry. There have been instances of bank failing in the past. You had a Global Trust Bank, the most recent, example that has been cited often. What happened is, as soon as RBI detected a fraud back in the early 2000s, it placed a similar moratorium on the bank for 3 months, but it did not even wait 2 days before it announced GTB's amalgamation with Oriental Bank of Commerce at the time, which was at the time, one of the leading banks. So RBI acted quickly. The depositors' money was not lost. And, the repercussions of a bank failing are far too wide. So I don't think RBI would risk a bank like Yes Bank actually failing.
Right, Ritu. But the government's move was quite sudden, they did not want to spook customers. But I think this has created more panic instead.
Well, we can never really preempt these moves, because if we did, many depositors would flock to the bank and withdraw their money. Sure. And I think that is precisely what RBI was trying to prevent. It was trying to prevent a run on the bank. And because there have been so much rumor mongering when it comes to Yes Bank, it is far higher than any other bank that I've covered. So I think to prevent that panic situation, because in the last two quarters, there has been a steady decline in the deposits at Yes Bank. And I think RBI wanted to ensure that there's no further panic. And here it is, Reserve Bank of India saying, we are stepping in, we are taking charge, we will come up with a solution in the next 30 days. So do not panic. Yes, withdrawals have been restricted at 50,000 rupees, but it is only for the next 30 days. And hopefully by then, we will have a solution.
Right, Ritu. So if you compare this to the Punjab and Maharashtra cooperative banks fraud, do you think both these decisions or the RBI move is at the same scale?
Well, in the Punjab and Maharashtra cooperative bank, let me make the distinction, cooperative bank and a scheduled commercial bank. In that instance, the depositors' money at stake was 11,500 crore rupees. Here for Yes Bank, we're speaking of over 2 lakh crore rupees. So I think the scale and size is vastly different. And, immediately after the PMC bank crisis, once RBI had imposed a similar moratorium and restricted withdrawals, it did keep, increasing the limit of withdrawals. Right. And I think, as the last that I remember, over 95% of the total customer base, they had been able to fully withdraw their entire deposits at PMC bank. So even there's hardly a handful of people that are still affected. In the case of Yes Bank, 50,000 is a small sum because, it has a different clientele, a different set of customers. But the hope is that, like I said, after the moratorium is lifted, people will be able to resume transactions normally.
Right. You mentioned over 2 lakh crore rupees. And now this is a huge amount. In case SBI steps in and picks stake, will the onus or will the burden of this 2 lakh crore rupees come to SBI?
Well, let me start with a caveat, actually. The 2 lakh crore deposit base was as of the second quarter. Now, there have been rumor mills doing the rounds that there has been a significant depletion since then. Okay. But Yes Bank's third quarter results have not come out. Right. So that information is not public. But this is the latest figure that we have, which is 2 lakh crore rupees. So starting with that, then to your question, will SBI take on the liability? So far, all SBI has said on record is, one, they are exploring an investment opportunity. Now, what will be the size of that investment? Will it be a takeover? We do not know. So, it depends actually on how big a role SBI plays. If it takes 51% stake, then yes, all your deposits go with SBI and you have no problem. But we had experts speaking to us earlier, Deepak Parikh, Uday Kotak, top bankers. They said, given the scale and size of Yes Bank, it is the fourth largest private sector bank. It would make more sense to keep it as an independent entity and have investors come on board. So if that is the case and SBI comes on board as only an investor, In that case, I don't think it would be SBI's liability to take on all the deposits. But that said, SBI itself taking this move, putting in money, would give some confidence to the other investors to come. If that happens, if Yes Bank, after SBI's equity infusion, is able to shore up its capital base, then yes. Why not? I mean, there should be no reason for depositors to worry.
All right. Okay, so another question that comes to mind now, depositors are worried. The insurance, according to the Banking Regulation Act, the insured amount by per customer is just rupees 5 lakh.
Yeah.
So what if someone holds more money than 5 lakh rupees at Yes Bank, and in case something goes wrong?
Well, if you go strictly by the rules, by the book, no matter how many crores you have vested in your bank, Jerome, not more than 5 lakh is insured by the government, like you said. But like I said, RBI has never allowed a scheduled commercial bank to fail in the past. So I don't think there's genuinely a reason for worry. If something does happen, it's going to be history in India. And I don't think RBI will allow it to happen. I mean, we saw what happened with Island FS. And almost 18 months down the line, we're still suffering the consequences. I don't think India can afford another crisis like that. I don't think the RBI will allow such a crisis to fester. And this is much larger than Island FS.
All right. Ritu, one interesting thing I'll tell you. I have a bank account at Yes Bank. Now,
as does my husband.
All right. So there you go. What should a person do to ensure his money is safe? And, you never know what happens when now, in the current scenario.
Yeah.
But how do you ensure that your money, that your hard-earned money, that which you've kept at a bank where you feel it's going to be safe? If it's not, what should one be doing?
I mean, as someone who doesn't have many crores in the account, I think simply having more than one account is absolutely critical. Because there's more than one reason for you to have more than one account. It's not just a bank failing. If transactions are down, if servers are down, you should always have a fallback option. I mean, money is critical, right? I mean, there could be any sort of emergency. You need it for daily purposes. So I think that is the least that anyone can start doing. Have more than one account and distribute your assets. Don't lay all your eggs in one basket, as they say.
Right, Ritu. Thank you so much for all these updates.
Thank you.
Well, that was Ritu Singh, banking correspondent at CNBC TV 18. And this is Jerome Anthony signing out for the day. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to CNBCTV18.com. Thank you for listening.